It's time for another edition of The Good Stuff. If you have items to share with us here on The Good Stuff and share with our other listeners, just send it to kimhburge@gmail.com. Please include the name of the author and your name in there, too. We don't need to use your name, but we like to give credit to the author if we know who that is.
That's right. Days of 76 in Deadwood, South Dakota are coming up. It's the 101st Days of 76 in Deadwood. It runs July 23 through 29. The 19 times Pro Rodeo of the Year. Steer roping is July 23rd. Rodeo performances July 26th through 29th. Parades Friday afternoon and Saturday morning. Days of 76 in Deadwood, July 23rd through 29th. Go online for tickets and times, daysof76.com.
Tri-State Livestock News, it's what ranchers read. It's the Commercial Cattleman's publication, located in the heart of one of the greatest beef cow-calf producing regions in the world. This area is home to many of America's most astute ranchers, reputable commercial cow herds, high-performance feeder cattle, progressive auction markets. Well, you get the idea. Tri-State Livestock News, it's what ranchers read.
And Home on the Range Champions Ride is coming up. This is the 67th annual PRCA Champions Ride. It's a saddle bronc match Saturday, August 5th at Home on the Range's Sentinel Butte, North Dakota. PRCA Cowboys compete for a title on the world's best bucking horses. The Champions Ride August 5th at Home on the Range. That's exit 7 on I-94 east of Beach, North Dakota. Gates open at 10 a.m. The grand entry begins at 12:30. It's all mountain time. For more info, go to hotrnd.com, and all the proceeds go to Home on the Range to help the children living there.
Yesterday's Antiques in downtown Spearfish, South Dakota, open Monday through Saturday, 10 to 5, or by appointment. And to get an appointment, just call 605-642-5884. I have a couple things to start with today on the Good Stuff program.
Okay, what do you got?
A retired person's perspective.
Oh, my goodness.
I don't know if I'll do all of these, but I'll do some of them.
Okay. It'll give us something to think about in our future.
Yeah, a retired person's perspective. I'm not saying let's go kill all the stupid people. I'm just saying let's remove all the warning labels and let the problem work itself out. Okay.
Sorry.
All right. I changed my car horn to gunshot sounds. People move out of the way much faster
now.
Oh,
my gosh.
You can tell a lot about a woman's mood just by her hands. If they're holding a gun, she's probably mad.
Oh, funny.
Gone are the days when girls cooked like their mothers. Now, they drink like their fathers.
Ouch!
Not whoa. All of them there. A retired person's perspective. You know that tingly little feeling when you get, like when you really like someone? That's common sense leaving your body.
Oh, my God.
I don't,
that just takes a romance right out of that, Michael.
I don't like making plans for the day because then the word premeditated gets thrown around in the courtroom. I didn't make it to the gym today. That makes 1,500 days in a row. I decided to change calling the bathroom the John and renamed it the gym. It's so much better saying that I went to the gym this morning. And one more of those. Dear paranoid people who check behind shower curtains for murderers, if you find one, what's your plan?
You know, I think about that. So many people are, I mean, not like a ton of people, but people are scared of that. And it's like, well, shouldn't you be ready in case someone's there?
You better have a revolver in your hand.
Yeah, exactly. Okay, here's a story. It's from Larry Lindstrom from down in Texas. One evening, an old Cherokee told his grandson about a battle that goes on inside people. He said, "My son, the battle is between two wolves inside us all. One is evil. It is anger, envy, jealousy, sorrow, regret, greed, arrogance, self-pity, guilt, resentment, inferiority, lies, false pride, superiority, and ego. The other is good. It is joy, peace, love, hope, serenity, humility, kindness, benevolence, empathy." The grandson thought about it for a moment, and then he asked his grandfather, "Which wolf wins?" The old Cherokee simply replied, "The one you feed." And that is from Larry Lindstrom, and he also shared this. He said that he shot his first turkey the other day, scared everybody in the frozen food section, but it was awesome.
Got the butterball, didn't he?
Yep, indeed. He got the butterball. Getting old is so much fun. That's his closing comment.
Thanks for sharing with us today, Kim, on The Good Stuff. Thank you for listening out there on your local radio stations. Tune in again for another edition of The Good Stuff.